Several weeks ago, the University of Nebraska Extension Center called me and asked me if for $50 I would write a poem for them that ran no longer than 12 lines. And I said, well, I might. I didn't want them to get the notion that I could be bought that easily, though I of course can. So I held out. And I said, could you describe to me a little bit what you want it for and what you'd like, besides fewer than 12 lines? They said, well, we'd like to use it on a textbook, a poetry textbook that will be sent to all the high schools in the United States. And I said, wow. He said, we'll put a little drawing on the cover with your poem. And I said, that'd be real good. They said, we'd like to have the poem sort of narrative. And I said, that's all right. I like narrative poems. And he said, we'd also like for the details to be fairly specific. And I said, I like that. I like poems that are rooted. And he said, we don't want it to be simple, though. I said, no, I don't like simple poems. And after the laying down of all the rules, I couldn't resist. I just, you know, it seemed impossible, especially the final request, that it not offend any high school parent. That, of course, was a clincher when he told me that I could not resist. I also discovered that when I deliberately sat out to write a 12-liner, I couldn't do it. I wrote many long poems. The deadline grew near. I had promised this fellow that I would send him at least 4. So finally, right on the edge of the deadline, I sent him the 4 poems, the shortest one of which was 20 lines, figuring that I had spoiled it, but I had promised him something, so I sent them. And they used the 20-liner. So with that in mind, here's the poem. I have no idea whether it works. It's called Unplanting the Tree. I climbed to the top of a full-blown hickory to whisper the secret into the veins of the most inaccessible leaf. The leaf, convinced, passes it on. And by the time I return to the ground, already the tree is growing slowly down. I sit on the porch, watching the leaves flicker, break away, fall, lose substance, disappear. By evening, the bark is smooth and green, the limbs no more than switches in the wind. In darkness, then, the roots rise, in moonlight, wash themselves to seed. In time, all in good time. Dawn finds us restless in the soil, wild in our little wreckages to live again. I hope no irate high school parent comes after me with a 12-gauge.